Hello, listeners. We are your co-hosts, Janine Bailey and Marie Quigley, for the Empower World Coaching and Leadership Podcast, brought to you by the Ginger Camel Network.
Empower World brings guests who are making a difference to the world to inspire coaches and leaders who lead with mind, heart, and soul.
Hello, everyone, wherever you are in the world. We are here again, and Janine and I are together.
Yes.
A lovely, lovely, not so rare occasion anymore. We're seeing quite a bit of each other. So great to be here.
Yes, I'm so pleased to be here again.
Just before this podcast recording, we were talking about some of the things we've achieved over the time we've been working together. And we were smiling and laughing at the fact that a lot of the things, like this podcast, we had no idea how to do. And we kind of didn't even think how we were going to do it. We just thought we'd try it and see how it worked out. And we were just talking, a lot of our decisions have been, well, let's try it and see. We've said yes when maybe others would have said no, but we just said yes because we were willing to stretch ourselves.
Something that came to mind when we were talking about this, I actually felt a great sense of joy that there are so many things that we have created together, and we were listing those different things. So starting the business, different programs that we've created, various different programs, and there are things in process that we're doing at the moment as well. And it gave me a great sense of joy. And all of a sudden we realized, yeah, we didn't think about the how. We would have to an extent, but it wasn't asking it in a way that held us back.
No.
We just decided let's put it out there and make it happen.
Yeah. So you said something interesting there, because we did. We put it out, but we sort of had an idea. What would it be like if we could create this? So we set the idea out there. And of course, then we didn't sit back and do nothing about it. We decided to take action because we loved the idea. So we were in flow with the idea. So of course, action was taken. But what we didn't do was think, what if it doesn't happen? We were experimental in the fact that we thought, what if this does happen? Let's play with it and see what we can do if it happens.
And what I guess I realized, and I know that this is us as well, we are not very structured in terms of creating business plans and having a whole list of ideas.
Forecasts for the future.
Yes, looking at financials and, again, forecasts and so forth. That's not how we've worked. And how we have worked is that we connect, we brainstorm ideas just come up, and as you say, we experiment and we put the intention out there, and somehow, some way, things come into our awareness in terms of, okay, let's look at that and let's put that into place. I recall we really wanted to do something like a podcast, and an organization came to us and said, would you like to do that? And so we did. And now that organization has gone on to other things. We didn't quite align in terms of our focus, but we've been able to carry it on.
Yeah.
The podcast, for example.
We have. Oh. And this is not saying that everything we've done has worked, by the way.
Exactly.
We've had lots of failures, lots of things that we've had to, and we celebrate failures at Empower World. So we're really proud of those failures, because when something didn't work, it allowed us to rework it and rethink about it and think, okay, so that didn't work. What can we do that's going to really serve our purpose and our community in the work we do? So I think that's important to recognize too, that there hasn't been success all the way. These past years of working together have been about exploring, learning, scuffing our knees and redoing things or dumping things that didn't work.
Yeah. And what I love about the work that we've done is that, it's been a combination of, as you say, trying things on. And some of those things have been incredibly successful and some haven't been. And so we've been able to let go of those things that we've tried. And as you say, we've learned from them. So at the same time, we're still creating something that is incredibly powerful and supportive of both of us. And those things that don't work, that feeds into that success. And again, I've I don't know about you, Marie, but I've had great joy in terms of us coming together and looking at the things that are working well and looking at how we can improve them even better based on the feed forward that we're getting. I'm so excited about our next program that's coming up. So based on everything that we're learning, everything is a learning opportunity.
It is. And one of the reasons, listeners, we wanted to share this with you was because we see not everybody, but some coaches are doing so much planning and worrying about what if it doesn't happen, and what if I invest my time in this, or what if I invest my money in this. And we've done both of those things, success and failure, that they aren't actually doing anything, that they're spending so much time planning that they aren't creating what they want. Mm. So we know it's not everybody's way. We are a little bit quirky. We are a little bit creative. We are not the detailed people. We are the bigger picture, and we've got some fantastic people to support us with the detail. So we want to acknowledge those special people that have made that happen for us. But initially, we were doing it all and failing in some areas. The reason we're doing this podcast is to encourage you to take action.
Yeah.
To know what matters and take some action.
Mm. Instead of wishing, wondering, hoping, waiting for the perfect opportunity, waiting for the right person, the right moment, and as you said, planning. Instead of that, actually just taking action and setting an intention and taking action, which may involve some calculated risk.
Mm-hmm.
A calculated risk. We wouldn't suggest to anyone to risk, you know, all that you have. But it may just take a little bit of risk, and that little bit of risk might mean just getting out there and stepping up. So, listeners.
Yeah, just before we finish, Janine, I just want to acknowledge the coaches in our network that have done that.
Oh, yes.
And there are a number of them who've just taken the bull by the horns, so to speak. Sorry to all the bulls out there. We are animal lovers, as my cat is sitting beside us. But they've just gone out and done it. And they're making a difference in the world. Mm. And they're making a difference to their lives and their families' lives. And so a real kudos to all of those coaches who are doing what they love and stepping out and putting themselves in the arena.
Yeah. And that makes such a difference. It's that ripple effect. And it's ensuring that, because we believe that everyone brings gifts, so those that are taking action, they're not hiding those beautiful gifts that they have to offer the world. They are creating the difference that they were meant to make. As we say on our website, be the person that you were meant to be to make the difference you were meant to make. So listeners, we trust you again are taking something from this, and even if it's the smallest step that supports you to move again outside of your comfort zone to make a difference in the world, we trust that will happen.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about us by going to gingercamel.com and clicking on network. You can also find us on our website, www.empower-world.com, and on our social media networks, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Be empowered.